Lesson overview. This is an intermediate drum and bass lesson in Ableton Live 12. You'll build a RAM Trilogy style comb filter bass, a playable wave eatable patch with a sub layer, an audio effect rack that uses short delays as a comb network, and expressive macro controls so you can perform and automate musical sweeps, stabs, and rhythmic gating across an arrangement. We'll use only stock Ableton devices, wave eatable, audio effect rack, simple delay, EQ8, saturator, utility, compressor, spectrum, auto filter, and glue compressor. What you will build. By the end, you'll have a wave eatable bass patch with sub and mid content, an audio effect rack that behaves like a comb filter using simple delay plus processing, macros map to comb time, resonance, color slash drive, and low end blend, arrangement automation ideas, intro to drop movement, stabs, rhythmic comb gating ready to sit under D and B drums. Quick project notes. Set your project tempo to a drum and bass range, 170 to 176 BPM. Keep your workflow tidy. Instrument rack for oscillators and sub-chain. Audio effect rack for comb network and processing. Use Spectrum to help tune the comb peaks. Step-by-step walkthrough. A. Patch and routing setup. 1. Create a new MIDI track and load WaveEatable. 2. Initialize the patch. For oscillator 1, choose a saw or square saw gives richer harmonics. Keep unison low, 0 to 1 for a tight bass. Turn oscillator 2 off. If you want a deeper sub from the same oscillator, set global pitch to -12 or -24. 3. Set the filter to a low pass 24 dB, and cut off somewhere around 200 to 500 Hz to tame highs, while preserving body. For the amp envelope, try fast attack, medium decay, and adjust sustain to tasty. NB often uses more sustain, so raise sustain if you want a pad-like hold. 4. Create a second chain in an instrument rack for a dedicated sub. Duplicate the wave-eatable chain, set oscillator 1 to a sine, drop its level below the main chain, and transpose it an octave down if needed. Macro map the sub-chain volume to a macro-named sub or low-end blend so you can raise and lower the sub independently. B. Build the comb filter effect chain. 5. After the instrument rack, add an audio effect rack. Inside it, chain these devices in series. EQ8. Low cut at about 25 Hz to remove DC and shape mud, with a narrow cut around 300-500 Hz if needed. Saturator, subtle warmth. Start with 2-4 dB drive and soft clip. Simple delay, this is the comb engine. Turn sync off and use millisecond values. Start with very short values between about 1.5 and 8 ms. Set feedback between 20 and 70% depending on how resonant you want it. Set dry slash wet around 50% initially. Auto filter. A resonant low pass to tame high shimmer from comb peaks. Glue compressor. Gentle compression to glue the sound. Utility. Final gain and width control. 6. Place spectrum somewhere so you can monitor peaks visually while you tune. C. Tuning the comb filter musically. 7. Remember why tuning matters. Comb filtering is interference between the dry signal and a delayed copy. Delay time determines where notches and peaks appear. Tune those peaks to harmonic partials of your bass note to make them musical. 8. Practical method. Play a sustained root note solo the bass and watch spectrum to see the fundamental. Adjust simple delay milliseconds while the note plays. Peaks will move across the spectrum. Stop where clear peak aligns with the harmonic of the fundamental. If you prefer calculation, delay ms equals 1000/frequency hz. For the NTH harmonic, delay ms equals 1000/n*f0. Examples. D2 approximately 73.4 Hz. The second harmonic is about 146.8 Hz. So delay ms approximately 1000/146.8 approximately 6.8 ms. F-2 approximately 92.5 Hz. The second harmonic delay is 1000/2*92.5 approximately 5.4 ms. Use these values to get in the ballpark. Then nudge by ear wave shape and filtering effect perceived alignment. D. Create useful macros and mappings. 9. Open macro map mode on the audio effect rack and map these. Macro 1 comb time simple delay left and right delay times. Map both to the same macro and set a useful range, for example 1 to 8 ms. Macro 2 resonance simple delay feedback, roughly 0 to 70%. Also map a small range of auto filter resonance to increase slightly when feedback rises. Macro 3 color slash drive saturator drive 0 to about 6 dB, and an EQ8 boost around 800 1.5 kHz for presence. Macro 4 sub instrument rack chain volume for the sub sine, Set the dB range from inf to something like -3 to -6 dB, so you can bring it in. Optional macro 5 wet slash dry simple delay dry slash wet for a rotocomb sweep. 10. Rename and color the macros so they're easy to perform. E. Creative macro mapping tricks. 11. For a one knob dramatic morph, create a macro name drop morph that controls multiple parameters with opposing or complementary ranges, map comb time from shorter to longer, feedback from low to high, and auto filter cutoff from lower to higher. Turn it up for a thick, revealing sound that's perfect for a drop moment. 12. Save the instrument plus effect rack as a preset once you're happy. F. Arranging and automation in Ableton Live 12. 13. Place MIDI clips in arrangement view for variety. Make a 1-2 bar stab for the drop and a syncopated rolling pattern for verses. 14. Use automation lanes for macro movement. Intro. Keep comb time and resonance low. Sub lower to keep the bass distant. Pre-drop. Slowly increase color slash drive and resonance to add tension. Drop. Slam your drop morph macro for a few bars. Then pull back to avoid ear fatigue. For rhythmic interest, automate small, fast stabs on comb time to rhythmically pluck the comb resonance with the drums. 15. Sidechain the bass, using glue compressor with a kick input, so comb resonance breathes with the kick pattern. This keeps the low end clear in DNB. 16. Use a return channel with heavy saturator and high pass EQ as a parallel fizz bus, and automate its send level with another macro during energetic sections. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't set simple delay too long. Values over about 12-20 ms stop behaving like a comb filter and become flange or chorus. Avoid excessive feedback. High feedback can self-oscillate and clip. Keep max feedback around 60-70% and tame with auto filter. Don't skip tuning. Random delay times make resonances clash with your bass. Use spectrum or the delay formula to align peaks. Watch the midrange. Too much saturation or boosting without EQ will make the comb harsh and fight the drums. Don't forget the sub. Comb peaks live in the mid-slash-high range. Keep a solid mono sub so the track retains weight under 120 Hz. Pro tips. Use spectrum while you tweak macros to visually confirm peak alignment. Set tight macro min-slash-max ranges for pliability. Small windows are easier to control musically. For stereo interest, slightly offset left and right delay times, but keep the sub chain or low-end mono with utility width reduction. Create a secondary comb chain tuned to a different harmonic and blend it with a macro to thicken the sound. Automate short, rhythmic steps on comb time using clip envelopes for groove-locked comb plucks. Consider multi-band or split-band routing so heavy comb filtering only affects mids, while the sub remains clean. When saving presets, include the root key in the name, for example RAM comb F hash 2/3 harm, to make retuning easier. Mini practice exercise. 1. Set tempo to 174 BPM and choose F hash minor with an F hash 2 root. 2. Build wavebeatable plus a sub chain as described. 3. Create an audio effect rack with simple delay and map. Macro a comb time. 17 ms. Macro B feedback. 0-60%. Macro C color. Saturator 0-5 dB. Macro D sub. Chain volume inf to -6 dB. 4. Tune comb time so a clear peak lands near the third harmonic of F hash 2. Play F hash 2, calculate the ms, and nudge by ear. 5. Program a 4-bar bass line. Bars 1-2 steady, bar 3 build with macro B increasing. Bar 4 drop with macro A snap to a new value and macro C raised. Export the loop and compare how comb movement changes the perceived groove when you alter the macro automation. Recap, you built a RAM Trilogy-style comb filter bass in Ableton Live 12 by creating a wavebeatable patch plus sub chain, using simple delay with short MS values and feedback as the comb engine, and tuning delay time to harmonics using spectrum or the delay formula. You grouped processing in an audio effect rack and mapped macros for musical control and automation. Key habits, tight macro ranges, a mono low end, careful feedback management, and saving presets with tuning info. Use dual comb chains, rhythmic macro automation, and parallel processing for more character, and freeze or resample when CPU becomes heavy. Closing notes. Think of comb peaks as extra voices that sit above the sub. Make each macro move purposeful tension, reveal, accent, or space. Small shifts of 0.2 to 0.5 ms can change the feel dramatically, so practice tiny adjustments and use spectrum to see what you're doing. Save your rack and keep experimenting. That performance-friendly, dynamic character is what makes RAM Trilogy-style comb basses so alive in drum and bass.